Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Aaron Rodgers becomes the second quarterback in NFL history to start for a head coach he beat in a Super Bowl. Who was the first quarterback to be the starter for a coach he beat in a Super Bowl?
There you go.
Hmm.
Your trivia, happy Friday, Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Your Friday morning trivia to bring to any assorted activities you got this weekend, family, Father's Day, golf, whatever. Because if you're listening, you can use this. And if you're not listening, well then, you know, you'll be asked this question by somebody that is. Aaron Rodgers becomes the second quarterback to start for a coach he beat in a Super Bowl. Who's the first? I don't know this answer either, so let's work through it. Josh knows the answer.
Okay.
So I saw the first half of this and thought, I don't want to finish this video. I want to play this game.
I'm trying to think what's more likely, that a quarterback gets...
You got to go with Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's where you start.
But do I want
to
go with Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that have changed teams, or do I want Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that have had their coach changed? Because it could be either.
Their coach what changed. Happens
Yeah, like they're still on the same team, but they get a different coach.
And
eventually. Like Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay ends up with LaFleur at some point. But he wouldn't have
coached
again.
And the coach moves
to the quarterback.
To a quarterback. So that in that case, a coach is likely moving to a team that he lost to in a Super Bowl.
I bet that didn't happen.
So let's go Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Okay,
like,
so
did Peyton Manning play for a guy he beat?
No.
Brady, Roethlisberger, no. Like, these guys have knocked out half
right,
the Super Bowls.
Yeah, Brady didn't beat Arians, right?
No.
Wait a minute. He also played for Todd Bowles.
Right.
Roethlisberger, no.
Only played for Tomlin. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Not Flacco.
Eli Manning. Eli Manning would have beaten...
Coughlin, nice.
Would have beaten Belichick, never played for Belichick. Drew Brees, the Saints beat the Colts. He did not play for
Dungy.
Is that Dungy or is that like
Dungy? I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's not him.
Let's go 90s quarter. Troy Aikman. No, he played for the Cowboys the whole time. Did not start for a team that he beat in a Super Bowl.
No.
Russell Wilson.
Ooh, this is going to be good. This is potential. So Russell Wilson has played for who since he left Seattle? Because when Pete Carroll
he played for Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
He didn't beat Sean Payton. Mike Tomlin, no.
Seattle. Who did Seattle beat? They beat Denver.
That's John Fox.
It's
probably John Fox. Okay. So that's not him.
No. Oh, there was potential.
Does the chat have it?
What about Brad Johnson? Did Brad Johnson go? He went a bunch of places, didn't he? Who he beat? He beat Gruden.
Yeah, he beat Gruden.
The chat.
No, he didn't. Gruden was his coach.
Okay, then
in Tampa. So he beat. Who's the Raiders coach
that loses the Super Bowl? Oof. Bill is not Bill Callahan, is it?
I think it might be.
Did he ever play for Bill Callahan?
He went to Minnesota?
I have no idea.
At some point in time, was Bill Callahan the Vikings coach? I don't think so.
If that's even Bill. The funny thing about this kind of question.
Oh, wait, what about Nick Foles? He beats Belichick.
Yeah. A lot of these guys beat Belichick, by the way. He's got a couple of losses.
Yes, he does.
Cam Newton lost a Super Bowl. Who won Super Bowls?
Cam Newton.
He lost.
Oh, right.
You have to win. Yeah. You have to win a Super Bowl.
You guys want a hint yet?
No. Flacco, no.
Give us a hint in 1 minute. Flacco. Flacco beat Jim Harbaugh.
They haven't hooked up, have they?
No.
What about Dilfer?
Dilfer beat Tom Coughlin.
No. This is earlier than Coughlin.
Jim Fossil. Jim, yeah, you're right. Dilfer beats Jim Fossil. Does he ever play for Jim Fossil? No. I don't think Jim Fossil's a coach again after the Giants, the head coach.
Really?
I don't think so.
He made it to a Super Bowl as a head coach and he never got a second crack at it?
I don't know.
He must have. No, he didn't, I guess.
Just let's do some. All right, 30 seconds of naming quarterbacks that won Super Bowls. It's the entire 80s. It's Aikman. It's Mark Rippon. It's Jeff Hostetler. Did he ever play for Marv?
No, I don't think so. No.
It's
Elway eventually.
Elway didn't play for
Favre.
Elway beat Mike Shanahan. No.
Ooh, who'd Favre beat?
Favre beat Parcells.
No, it's not going to be.
It's hint time.
Hint time.
It's tough. Your Father's Day tease plays into this. Think of a quarterback who would have had a son that's also involved in the NFL.
Think of the question.
Think of the all of that.
It's a Father's Day related question.
It's one of the Mannings.
No.
Someone has
you were close with the 80s, by the way.
Okay, getting close with the 80s.
Okay, so we're going back. Not Shula.
The Father's Day hint really didn't do anything for me. Give me more clear on the Father's Day hint.
So, think of who's asking the question.
Mike Florio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sims.
Phil Sims.
I couldn't get any more clear than that.
Phil
Sims beat the Broncos. I don't even know. Dan Reeves.
Phil Sims
beats Dan Reeves, and it's Phil Sims and Dan Reeves. Wow. That's a great question to ask to Chris Sims.
Yes, it is. Like, they had to take a commercial break.
Yeah.
And he couldn't figure it out.
Okay, well, if he didn't get it, then I don't feel bad that we had trouble getting it.
His dad was the answer the whole time.
Phil Sims beats Dan Reeves and then play. Oh, yeah, Dan Reeves coached the Giants. Yeah.
See, I would have. Okay, that's the part I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known Dan Reeves went to the Giants.
Yeah.
When is he the Giants coach?
Like the early.
Because he ends up in Atlanta.
The mid to late 90s, maybe.
Okay, here we go. He goes. Broncos 81-92, Giants 93-96.
Okay, mid to late 90s.
Falcons 97-2003.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rodgers and Tomlin.
Who will be the next to do this?
Do you feel on Rodgers and Tomlin? Do you feel like I've seen some people bullish on one side or the other, like this will fail versus this is a good match, and I don't like Pittsburgh, so I hope it blows up. But I don't know that I want to confidently say it will blow up. It could very well work. Rodgers was not terrible last year. And Tomlin, he gets the most out of everything you ever get him, almost to a fault.
Mm-hmm.
So won't Mike Tomlin have that team good? Won't they make the playoffs? I know that we wouldn't say they could win the Super Bowl, but at least not now. Maybe by week 10, we would say, hey, the defense is nasty, and you never know with Rodgers. I don't want to go so far in saying it will definitely blow up. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't feel comfortable saying it.
I don't want to say it'll definitely blow up, but I do think there is a real chance of it to me, because I don't know what those personalities are going to be like together throughout the entirety of a season. I mean, what's their relationship going to be in 6 months? I know now they're really there was a headline yesterday. Where is it? A headline from USA Today. Aaron Rodgers went to Mike Tomlin's backyard cookout. There was chemistry. Like, we are really going far to sell that these two guys are on the same page and they like each other.
Chemistry at a cookout. What's that look like? You bring a hot dog over, he's like, thank you, I've been hungry.
What that looks like is Mike Tomlin is standing at the grill and he's got all the meats there and he's flipping them, and Aaron Rodgers is standing to the side with a beer in his hand. That's chemistry at a cookout, and he's like, oh, like he's just nodding. He's nodding along as Tomlin is flipping.
Could I make the case that chemistry between guys at a cookout is being able to hang out and not talk and be comfortable?
Okay.
You're just, you know what? They were just standing next to each other, not talking, and it was good.
Uh huh.
Hey fellas, what's up? None.
Yeah.
Looking at the grill.
Yep. Oh, man, this story all about how as Rodgers arrived, the host jumped out of his seat at the end of the driveway and greeted his high-profile visitor with a bro hug.
So that's going to be the hand clap and then the arm around the back.
That's a bro hug.
Was the chemistry?
There's got to be a slap of some sort.
The hand clap and the arm around the back. Was the chemistry graded on the quality of the hand clap together? They hit that really well? And they both went for the... Okay.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So they want to sell it. In 4 months, are they going to be like this? Or are they going to be at each other's throats because Rodgers is tough to coach? And Tomlin is...
Isn't it more likely...
Tomlin's gotten into it with guys.
Remember,
publicly, him and Chase Claypool is not Aaron Rodgers, I know. But remember Chase Claypool said something about how they don't play music at practice? And Tomlin, not exact words, but basically he's like, this guy should shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Like... He'll go at it with guys.
Isn't Rodgers much more likely to clash with Arthur Smith and get after his offensive coordinator? Because in New York, he handpicked his guy. It's always been about his offense.
He had a handpicked guy except for two years he's with LaFleur.
Yeah.
I don't think that's his handpicked guy. But that also worked, right? That were his numbers. He was efficient, really efficient for a year. And then the last year he's there, it wasn't so great. So it doesn't have to blow up. It doesn't have to be terrible. But I think there is a time bomb. I think there is a real potential for it to be ugly. I think when he's your quarterback, that always has that potential. And I don't think Mike Tomlin is the guy in the league that is going to, control that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll fan the flames more than he'll put them out. I don't think he's Sean McDermott in that way. or some other coaches that you might have a little bit more faith or trust that, yeah, you're not going to get the drama. Like with Tomlin, you're going to get the drama from the guy almost every time.
You almost always do.
So I think you're going to have that at some point during the year. They are definitely held up to a higher standard than the Jets are. The Jets are a dumpster fire. And like, was it surprising that, you know, it became just a circus in New York? No one would say that. But I don't think the Steelers are really that different.
No, but they tend to be immune to it in the win-loss column.
That's probably why they don't get the same type of talk. It's like they win five more games a year.
Yeah.
But like, everything else to me is not that different.
The longest playoff streaks in the NFL. Like the Steelers, their active streak. What's their active streak at right now?
They missed it a couple years ago, okay. Didn't they?
Yeah, they've made two years in a row. But they never have a losing record. The Jets always have a losing record.
That's right. So, I don't know. I wouldn't pick them to be great. I wouldn't pick them to be even really good. I'd probably bet they win. I think they'll lose, though, this year. I think they'll have his first season with a losing record. Like, I'd pick them to win, like, seven games. Their division is really hard. The roster's not that great. On offense, like, the line is not that great.
Their division,
and they have one good weapon.
Their division might not be that hard. You've got one pushover in the Browns that'll probably be a pushover. No quarterback situation. They finished, you know, they drafted third. Then you've got the Bengals, who, I mean, they're not a pushover. They have great offensive talent, but they are. The thing about the Bengals, they're kind of funny. People that are afraid of spending too much on one side of the ball will use the Bengals as their cautionary tale. Never mind that other teams do it and succeed greatly, like the Eagles. But the Bengals are testing more than any team ever has. What if we didn't really do anything on defense? I mean, Hendrickson not being there, Shamar Stewart not being signed. Their pass rush numbers without Hendrickson last year are worse than the NFL. They're like a disaster. The Bengals defense, that was part of the reason they got to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, has fallen completely apart. And like, Pittsburgh can't finish ahead of them. They might be able to. Rodgers might throw for 400 yards in those games. So they might be able to get by Cincinnati. If they finish second in the division, now I'm in. And can I go on the road and beat Houston? Can I go on the road and beat Jacksonville? That's what their measure of success is this year, is get in and win a game. Have a different year. They're kind of like the Bills in that regard. We've had the same year too many times. You got to get in and have a different year. And obviously in the right direction. Go in the right direction.
How different... I'm just looking up like a stat comparison real quick here. How different should we really treat Rodgers and Joe Flacco? Should it be assumed Rodgers will be significantly better
than Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco in his last 3 years, his last 17 games played. So what has he played in the last three seasons? We're talking about like a full season's worth of work. Yeah, 15 games, 4,400 yards, 30 touchdowns. The 18 picks, so seven more interceptions than Rodgers had last year would be your difference. But completion percentage is the same. Yards per attempt, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco actually has more yards because I guess he threw the ball more. I'm not picking Joe Flacco to be very good, but does it have to really be that different? Why is Cleveland? Cleveland has to be so different because the organization doesn't get that, right? They have bad years.
That's right.
But I like the coach there. It's tough, though. I got to get out of my mind. Their defense and their line are not as good as they were 2 years ago when they were stacked at those two positions. Like, I wouldn't expect Flacco, when he shows up there 2 years ago and he leads them to the playoffs, they had the best line in football and they had the best defense in football. And it sounds like whenever we've talked to Cleveland guests, like, those two things are not true anymore. So he's got a tougher assignment than he probably had 2 years ago when he came in there.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. You mentioned we are like peak off-season, mandatory minicamp storyline stuff.
Yeah.
This is also the time of year that fantasy football latches onto things.
Here, this is fantasy season will fill the void.
Fantasy latch onto a comment from a coach season.
Yes.
Like Pete Carroll and what Pete Carroll said about the running back situation.
I didn't see this.
Pete Carroll.
Wait, with Ashton Gentry?
Yes, Ashton Gentry. What'd he say? That he and Mostert could be thunder and lightning.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, all of a sudden Ashton Gentry's splitting carries.
Pete. See, this is one where, though, I like when Pete Carroll says something like that, because let people in my fantasy league believe him on June 12th that Raheem Mostert is going to get, you know, half the touches when you just drafted a top five running back or top six running back, wherever he went. Don't take Genty because you're afraid of Mostert. I'll take him.
You should definitely still take Genty. Can I point out the last two highly drafted running backs went into situations and did not get the carries you thought they would get, and Bijan and Gibbs both split. They split time. Bijan splits time with Tyler Algier, and Gibbs is a thunder and lightning guy with David Montgomery. I mean, Gibbs is still great. He still puts up the numbers.
That is, yeah. When's the last guy that was picked that high where like he showed right up and he was everything?
Barkley.
That's years.
Najee Harris was supposed to be this when he got drafted by the Steelers. Carroll said, "Quote: I love having multiple guys play. I'm not relying on one guy. Thunder and the lightning back in the day. Whatever it takes to get it done. We're going to let the guys play for their play time. Raheem, I love having him. He's an experienced guy. He's been great, a great speedster for years. We've defended him for years, and it's been a nightmare for us."
He did often use running back by committees in Seattle. Post Marshawn Lynch.
I needed 3 minutes to convince you to fade.
No, I'm not convinced. I'm just more open to it, not just being coach speak. But I wouldn't say I'm convinced. How many people are also just learning? This is fantasy season for you.
How many people learned
that Raheem Mostert is a Raider?
Me.
Everybody, probably.
He is. Can I make a small Hall of Fame right now? Waiver wire, running back stash Hall of Fame, Mostert. Definitely. What, do you have 20 touchdowns 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And a million touchdowns.
18 rushing, 3 receiving.
That's ridiculous.
He had 21 touchdowns.
He had 21 touchdowns in a season.
2 years ago.
There should be a Hall of Fame for guys like that, where, you know, you could make the trip and you just say, like, man, see, you show your kids. Like, see this guy? He won us a championship. You had 21 touchdowns.
It really is funny. You look at his Pro Football Reference page, and, like, because he bounced around so many teams, and, like, so it makes his list longer, because you go to the touchdown column and you start his career and he goes 0000000018203 18.
Not bad.
That's a weird career.
He and Jamal Williams need to start a podcast called, like, you know, that one crazy summer or whatever, that one crazy year.
I asked Sal about this earlier. The fantasy community has got a little bit of buzz about Elijah Moore right now. I don't know if they should, but like Sigmund Bloom, I saw tweeting about him, a couple of others. Like they're like, it maybe more than just, hey, you got to draft Elijah Moore. Maybe it's a realization of them, like, hey, Elijah Moore in Buffalo, should we think about that? Should we talk about that? That's, I feel like, where fantasy people are right now.
My advice on that would be, about any one of these Bills receivers, if you've got Dynasty, if you have Coleman, that's a good player to have. And if Palmer and Moore are to be had late in your Dynasty drafts, I would throw flyers at them, because whether it's Coleman or Palmer or Moore, I mean, Shakir's already got this, and Kincaid, you wonder as well.
Kincaid might have some upside this year. For where he'll be drafted in those things.
The upside, it might be a bit of a lottery on which guy it ultimately is, but someone other than Shakir, in addition to Shakir, is going to earn Allen's trust above the rest. And that guy's going to have a good, like, if Moore has a great year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay.
Because you could definitively say there were two guys last year that Josh trusted, Shakir and Hollins, right?
He threw to Hollins. I mean, he threw to Hollins.
In some big spots, too.
He didn't have that many targets. I think Moore has the potential. Moore got, 100 targets with the Browns? I think even though it's an everybody-eats offense, I know that. The quarterback, if he starts to think this guy gets open a lot, I'm going to look there, and I'm going to be able to trust him. So I think Moore is – I wouldn't necessarily
– it'd have to be a pretty deep league right now for me to take a flyer on him.
Yeah? I would take him. I think it's a good idea. 803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, happy Friday. It's Father's Day weekend. Looks like it's going to be really nice. We're watching the U.S. Open. J.J. Spawn, not out there yet. He plays in the afternoon after playing early. Watching Dustin Johnson, who is +6 right now. The course is doing the job. How many players under par now? Are we down to 9?
Nine players. Koepka birdied, so he's under for the day. Everybody else looks like they're hanging around. Not everybody's out there yet. That was
this is like Survivor. Now there are nine. Yes. Nine under par. By the end of the day, where will that number be? Six?
Do you think right now, who were some of these guys at one under? Ben Griffin, for instance.
Yeah.
If I ask Ben Griffin right now, you can stop playing at this moment.
Oh, yeah.
You're done for the tournament. You don't have to play another hole. You could put in at one under par, but you're done for the weekend. Would you take it?
Yeah, bank it. Stop the count.
Yeah.
Stop the count. You can retire right now with a minus one.
Yes.
I think you take a yes.
You're three back of the lead at the moment.
Yes.
But you would take it.
Yeah, like imagine they let you play at your own pace and someone had finished all 72 holes. Like, yeah, I had a birthday party to get to, so I played all 72, and I'm minus one.
If the U.S. Open instead of tee times was, you just got to get your round in by this time, but you can do it whenever you want.
Like your league, you know?
Yeah,
hey, just get your 72 and let us know what you shot. All right, one under. I'd feel pretty good about it. 803-0550, our phone number. Free for all Friday. Give us a ring if you want, and you can jump in with us. It's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.